got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political.
That's the lawyer for the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts who's now out of a job. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordering the firing of Peter Strzok on Friday, the decision overruling an earlier FBI decision that Strzok should face demotion and a 60-day suspension. Peter Strzok's lawyer, Eitan Goldman, says
the demotion and the suspension was the right call and not dismissed. And then that was overturned by the deputy director.
Strzok had been involved in the Hillary Clinton server investigation when he exchanged those anti-Trump texts with his lover, another FBI worker. Primaries being held today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut to help set the table for November's midterm elections.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's legal team will begin presenting his case today in his trial on bank and tax fraud charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump rejecting former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman's claim that she's heard recordings of him using a racial slur. On Twitter, the president says The Apprentice creator Mark Burnett has told him there are no such tapes, and he added that he's never had that word in his vocabulary. President Trump also calling Omarosa wacky and deranged. Her new tell-all book about her time in the White House hits the store shelves today. And billionaire hedge fund manager and liberal activist Tom Steyer is putting up another $10 million to help Democrats win the House this November. He's hoping to drive voters to the polls by the idea of impeaching President Trump, one of his long-stated goals. He's already pumped about $110 million into the system through his two political groups, Need to Impeach and Next Gen America.
Nebraska's prepping for its first execution since 1997 in what will be its first lethal injection execution. The state will be using an untested cocktail of drugs to put Kerry Dean Moore to death. Moore was convicted for the 1979 killings of two Omaha cab drivers. And the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, has been deemed the best hospital in the nation for the third straight year by U.S. News and World Report. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 10:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 71 degrees, overcast skies in Flemington, 50% chance of rain, thunderstorms possible at 2:45. Today, the 14th, areas of patchy fog early, scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, high of 79, winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 50%. Considerable clouds this evening, some decreasing clouds late, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a low of 65, winds light and variable. For tomorrow, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 89. That seemed to have changed. A few clouds in the evening as well. Partly cloudy skies and 91 on Thursday. Winds will be west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. The rain comes back on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms and showers, a high of 90. Chance of rain, 50%. Scattered thunderstorms, high of 84 on Saturday. And considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers in the afternoon, 81. Chance of rain, 60%. It is 71 in Raritan, 71 in Amwell, 73 in Kingwood, 72 in Frenchtown, 71 in Pittstown, 71 in Highbridge, 72 in Reddington. We'll be right back with Tech Today in just a moment.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, and I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making technical decisions or carrying out purchasing decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments could include technology news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You could message me there. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410, and to contact me outside of the studio, my website is bluepantherbiz.com. Well, it's been a couple weeks. I'm sorry about that. We've had business to attend to, but glad to be back with you. Want to get you some more information about technology and find a way to get you information that's relevant and will help you in your understanding and in your business or in your personal use. So let's get right to it, shall we? We got plenty of things out there. There's never a shortage of technological news. So, and we just got Facebook up there. Good morning, folks over in Facebook land. Let's see what we got. So the first one is this is something that's really interesting to me, because it's something I would have never fathomed at one time. But whenever you give a platform for people to somehow, some way sway opinion, some are going to do it in a truthful manner, and some of them are going to do it in a very underhanded manner. Yahoo Finance has written an article written by David Pogue on August 3rd. He says, the rise of fake Amazon reviews and how to spot them. So consumer reviews were supposed to be one of the internet's greatest breakthroughs. They let you know if a product was any good before and spent money on it. Sites like Amazon, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb built their successes on the trust created by those review systems. But these days, the trust is getting shaky. How bad is the problem? Well, here's the thing. The review system is essential to trust. And Amazon business model, after all, if you're an online-only store, your customers can't touch and examine your wares. All they have to go on is reviews from other customers. But here's the other thing. If you're a desperate, obscure company, those reviews are your only hope of generating sales. Highly rated products appear first in Amazon's search results, so getting a product listed at the top means big money. Gaming the system becomes very appealing. Quote, anyone with a brain can see that there are a lot of problems, says Sayod Khalifa, founder of FakeSpot.com. FakeSpot is a site whose algorithm helps you weed out fake reviews from Amazon or Yelp or TripAdvisor or the Apple App Store. More on that below. Quote, I would estimate right now across all categories around 30% are fake reviews. Of the Chinese no-name companies, I'd say 95% of them are fake reviews. For its part, Amazon says that figure is overblown. Inauthentic reviews made up less than 1% of all reviews on Amazon last month, a spokesperson told me by email. But as Tommy Noonan, creator of another fake review spotting site called Review Meta, points out, there are millions of reviews on Amazon. So if 1% of 200 million reviews are fake, he noted, there are still 2 million fake reviews on Amazon. Besides, Noonan says, how do they know there are 1% fake reviews? I mean, if they know a review is fake, they're going to delete it, right? It's basically impossible for anyone to say what percentage are fake. Just how sneaky are those sellers? Here are some of their tactics. The 100% off coupon in Facebook groups, the sellers offer you a juicy deal. Buy their product and leave a 5-star review. In exchange, you'll get a coupon good for the entire purchase price or even more. That way, your review will say verified purchase, Amazon's badge that indicates you genuinely bought the product from Amazon. It's almost impossible for Amazon to track, and they're giving these reviews the verified purchase badge, says Noonan. It's not some guy in Bangladesh sitting at a computer writing thousands of reviews a day, but it's still misleading to the consumer. The bot armies. Sleazy sellers can buy blocks of fake Amazon customer accounts by the thousands. Then they ask people, those software bots, to write fake 5-star reviews for their own products. They're careful to make subtle changes to each review, varying the number of exclamation points, for example, so that Amazon's algorithms won't spot the duplicates. The bait and switch. Once a seller has earned a 5 rating for a product, he can swap in a different photo and description, and voila, instant high ratings for a completely unrelated product. Check out the page for the flash drive, for example, where at this writing, anyway, the various reviews refer to a paper calendar, a blanket, a tooth pain medicine, and binoculars. The seller has switched its product on this page, in other words, multiple times. The praise your enemies trick. Sometimes sellers leave crude, obviously phony 5-star ratings for competitors' products. These reviews are engineered to trigger Amazon's own algorithms so that their competitors get suspended. Alternatively, they click the helpful button on negative reviews for rival products so that those reviews rise to the top. Amazon, in an effort to foster growth, has been inviting more Chinese companies and U.S. sellers selling Chinese goods to list their wares on the company's site. Only about half of the products, items listed on Amazon, are actually sold by Amazon. All the rest are shipped directly to you from third-party sellers, who may use Amazon packaging to make feel like more Amazonish. As you guess, the trend makes the fake reviews problem even worse. All right, now you know that you're against, but you have some tactics at your disposal, too. Here are a few ways to tell fake reviews from good ones. Check the reviewer's profile. When you click a reviewer's name, which appears about every review, you get to see her profile page, which is often extremely enlightening. It shows all the person's reviews for all products, all dumped, clumped together. If it looks like they're all on the same day or a couple of days, or if they're all variations of the same comments, you should smell a fish. So there you go. It's not surprising. Once you have a game to play and a way to manipulate and a huge amount of data that can't be all verified and policed, it becomes a very interesting game and environment to play in. We're at our first commercial break. You are listening to Tech Today, and we are on HuntingChamber.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. I'll be right back.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Good Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. This is WHCR-DB. And we just talked about reviews, right? The world of reviews. Now, that, as I said, applies to all the different places. Think about it for eBay. Think about it for Uber. Think about it for Lyft. Think about it for any type of product out there. They're all out there, and it's gaming the system. Interesting thing that the folks who were doing with Fake Spot and the other one, they were criticizing Amazon about the 1%, and yet they threw out the 30%, and they didn't offer any more information. Now, it could be edited material by the Yahoo, but you would think that if you're going to criticize Amazon about the 1% thing, you would think that they would be able to give more substantial information about how they concluded it's 30%. So right now we got no clue, really. It's you just got to read through some stuff and do some of your homework and make sure you are ordering from a reputable place. And if it's not what you wanted, you send it back. That's the way the world works nowadays, especially with that type of product model. So be on the lookout for fake reviews for restaurants, for products, for people. For people. People want to get up there too, so interesting. 10 iPhone and Android games you should be playing right now. Man, I don't know about you. I just don't have the time. Yahoo Finance published this on the 8th. And it's with an astonishing 6 billion mobile devices expect to be circulating worldwide by 2020. There's an exceedingly good chance you have a smart something or other a few yards away right now. That also means you have access to the largest and fastest growing segment of the gaming market. But with hordes of mobile games arriving with little fanfare on a weekly basis, trying to figure out what exactly you should be playing on your iPhone or Android device is a daunting task. Still, mindless crushing candy. Tired of catching them all? Then put your thumbs to good use and try something new, like these 10 awesome branded new games. The first one is Teen Titans Go Figure. The pint-sized crime fighters are out to save the world again, or at least they have the line they've been discontinued. That means scouring the world for over 100 collectible titans, building potent squads, and engaging in the same turn-based battles in the Hill original. A laugh-out-loud DC Comics joke fest from start to finish. Go Figures. Slick visuals, slyly strategic gameplay, and entertainment kids, grown-up geeks alike. If you fancy yourself a fan of superheroes, it deserves a prime spot on your collection. Hold Down is an Amazon and iOS game, $3.99. It is Bust Bricks, irresistible breakout-style game. Your task, burrow to the tasty center of various planets by flinging balls at numerous blocks. Hit a block enough times and it vanishes. Sounds simple, but a clever upgrade system keeps you evolving. Polished delivery makes smashing bricks enormously satisfying. Can you dig it? Asphalt 9 Legends. The latest version of Gameloft's long-running mobile racer got more than a fresh coat of paint. It got racing stripes, a new chassis, dope tires, Corinthian leather, and lasers, and probably an ejector seat. Suffice it to say, this is the best-looking mobile racer ever made, and it's got a lot of tweaks under the hood. Two, mostly notable, is not control scheme that automates the steering, let you focus on drifting, turbo, and insane jump. By next, best of all, it's totally free, generously steering away from paywalls and granting players tons of playtime before asking for cash. Forgot to bring you guys back in the Facebook world. Next one, how about The Walking Dead, Our World, okay? Android and iOS. That one's available as well. Moving on from there, we have, well, looks like about it for right now, unless there's something I'm missing that's not getting me the rest of the article. Oh, there it is. Story continues. Hang on. We got more. good zombie down through. You'll certainly try this clever AR game based on the hit AMC show. How about Galak Z Variant Mobile, also free for both Android and iPhone? Already a hit on consoles, this challenging space shooter makes a smooth move to mobile. Players guide two different ships, one's a giant robot, naturally, through twisting levels littered with brutal enemies and aggressive alien life forms. Super Starfish, also free. This one, rebuild an intergalactic aquarium by gliding through the stars, avoiding debris, and gobbling up goodies in the oceanic outer space arcade game. Shin Megami Tensei Liberation DX2. That's a mouthful. Also free for Android and iPhone. This one, surprised to see a free mobile game spinoff of the vaunted Shin Megami Tensei role-playing series. You should be. Liberation DX2 is a first of the franchise and a great introduction to what makes it such a beloved JRPG. Taking a cue from Pokemon, Liberation DX2 has you collecting and fighting demons while chatting up a ridiculous cast of characters. Motorsport Manager Mobile 3. This is $3.99 for both iPhone and Android. And it says you don't need a degree in density attitude to understand the concepts behind this robust racing sim. Work your team up from Tier 4 to Champion by managing sponsors, upgrading parts, bringing in funding, and, of course, tackling tracks around the world. Dear Evil EXE, free for both iPhone and Android. Like your games hard, super hard? Tear out your hair because you died 15 times in a row hard? How about weird info games that are offbeat and creepy and unsettling? Okay, you passed. Dear Evil EXE is an of all of those wrapped up in throwback 2D platforms simulating a developer's insane corrupted code. At times it makes sense, jump over the gaps, but right when you get comfy, Dear Evil EXE flips the script in some deliciously evil ways. Brilliant fourth wall breaking storytelling will teach you game's odd rules such as don't collect the coins, and you will undoubtedly do anything and then die because Dear Evil EXE is like that. Pocket City is $4.99. both Android and iPhone. It is city planning. Rejoice. The wonderful streamlined Pocket City does a great job scratching the old SimCity itch. There you go. You got 10 great games available to you. Some of them are actually free. That sounds kind of fun, doesn't it? So that's all coming your way. Go check them out if you have the time, because I certainly don't. So be on the lookout for all that cool stuff. We're going to take a break, do the news, and I'll be talking more about Samsung and the Note 9 coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to Tech Today, and we are on HuntingtonBaria.com, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man is under arrest and London's counterterrorism unit is investigating after he drove his car into security barriers outside the Parliament building in London earlier today. There were no major injuries, but two people were taken to a hospital. This man witnessed it and he says it didn't look like an accident.
In my opinion, it was deliberate. It wasn't, he didn't swerve into it. It was a direct hit.
The driver said to be in his late 20s. His name has not been made public. A sixth firefighter has died battling wildfires in California. Cal Fire officials say the firefighter from Utah was killed while battling the Mendocino Complex fire. It's the first death in that biggest wildfire in the state's history, which has now burned over 540 square miles of California territory. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political.
That's the lawyer for the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts who's now out of a job. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordering the firing of Peter Strzok on Friday, the decision overruling an earlier FBI decision that Strzok should face demotion and a 60-day suspension. Peter Strzok's lawyer, Eitan Goldman, says
the demotion and the suspension was the right call and not dismissal. And then that was overturned by the deputy director.
Strzok had been involved in the Hillary Clinton server investigation when he exchanged those anti-Trump texts with his lover, another FBI worker. Primaries being held today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut to help set the table for November's midterm elections. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's legal team will begin presenting his case today in his trial on bank and tax fraud charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump rejecting former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman's claim that she's heard recordings of him using a racial slur. On Twitter, the president says the Apprentice creator Mark Burnett has told him there are no such tapes, and he added that he's never had that word in his vocabulary. President Trump also calling Omarosa wacky and deranged. Her new tell-all book about her time in the White House hits the store shelves today. And billionaire hedge fund manager and liberal activist Tom Steyer is putting up another $10 million to help Democrats win the House this November. He's hoping to drive voters to the polls by the idea of impeaching President Trump, one of his long-stated goals. He's already pumped about $110 million into the system through his two political groups, Need to Impeach and Next Gen America. Nebraska's prepping for its first execution since 1997 in what will be its first lethal injection execution. The state will be using an untested cocktail of drugs to put Kerry Dean Moore to death. Moore was convicted for the 1979 killings of two Omaha cab drivers. And the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, has been deemed the best hospital in the nation for the third straight year by U.S. News and World Report. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We're on Hunter Chamber Radio.com, the voice of business. We got plenty more to talk about. one of them is the Note 9. Now, I'm a huge Samsung fan. I currently, right now, hold in my hands a Note 8. And the good news is the Note 8 has not slowed down at all. It's very viable. It's still working very fine for me. I have plenty of space, good battery life, and the like. So I'm enjoying the fact that it's functioning real well for me. I don't jump through hoops to try and get the latest until I absolutely need it. And so when the Note 9 comes out, chances are I won't be getting that one unless something comes my way that allows me to do just that. But, it's nice to keep seeing the improvements over time and where things are going. So let's look at what Yahoo Finance has to say about the Samsung $1,000 Galaxy Note 9 with a massive battery and more AI. David Howley of Yahoo Finance wrote this article on the 9th, and he says, Samsung has been teasing and accidentally leaking its Galaxy Note 9 smartphone for weeks. On Thursday, the company finally took the wraps off the handset, and it's exactly what they were expecting, on the outside at least. Also, it's $1,000. I spent most of the time with the Note 9 during the media briefing and found the extra-large phone to be inventive in most ways, but a bit too familiar in others. Still, despite some flaws, the Note 9 looks like it could be Samsung's new hit. And considering the company's flagship S9 saw disappointing sales in the last quarter, the Note 9 can't come soon enough. The Note 9 packs an absolutely massive 6.4-inch display, which is a hair larger than the Note 8's 6.3-inch panel. During my briefing, Samsung touted the handset's 88% screen-to-body ratio, thanks to the iPhone's wraparound infinity display. The Note has never been a phone you'd hold with one hand, and that's extremely true with the Note 9. But that's the whole point of the Note, like a big, bold, beautiful display. It's on the last point that the Note 9 delivers in spades. Samsung's Super AMOLED screens are some of the best you can get on any device, so it follows that the Note would be at one of the every bit as crisp and vibrant as we've come to expect from the brand. You know, it's funny. I actually can use my phone, my Note 8, with one hand. I've done it for years. So I do it with two hands as well, but there are times when I actually can use my Note 8 with one hand, although I do have fairly big hands. The Note 9's overall design is more or less a rehash of the Note 8's, and it features an array of sensors above its display and small chin below it for symmetry. The style is starting to feel like a retread. How many times can you sell people an elongated rectangular feet before they get bored? It's not unattractive, but I wish there was something new and exciting for those upgrading from the Note 8 to the Note 9. Well, that's kind of the point. You really don't upgrade from the Note 8 to the Note 9. At least I don't. I upgrade from the Note 8 to whenever my plan ends, and sometimes that comes around the Note 10. So I don't necessarily always buy the next new phone. And you got to understand, folks, in the world of cars, in the world of fashion, and in the world of electronics, these people need to somehow entice you to break into the cycle and continue to buy. And you really should not. You really should be more frugal about it. So one major difference between the phones, though, is that the fingerprint reader is no longer next to the camera. Instead, Samsung has moved it just below the shooter, ensuring you don't accidentally get your greasy mitts all over the camera lens and ruin your next picture when you're trying to unlock your phone. That's ironic because when the Note, I forget which one it was, might have been the 6. When the Note 6 came out, they were all upset that the fingerprint reader was not in the middle of the handset, but when it was up here, but near the camera. And I do agree, to a certain extent, having the fingerprint reader up near the camera
does put perhaps your finger near the lens. But quite honestly, I've gotten very used to the fact where my finger is, and I always start from the edge and work in. So most of the time, my fingers are not anywhere near the lens. What is disturbing to me about any of these phones is that the lens is never protected. So when I'm putting it in my pocket, this glass area here is always at some particular risk. And it would really be nice if there was a way to either electronically or even manually put some cover on it to protect it when you're not using it. Just my 2 cents. It's also refreshing to see that Samsung is offering the Note 9 in two colors, bright blue and lavender. So many handsets come in black and gray. And it's nice to see a smartphone maker using more expressive colors at once. Again, another completely foolish topic, because most of us don't ever see the outside of our phone. You buy a cover to protect it. You're spending $1,000. Chances are you're going to spend another $30 to protect the phone. So the only part of the color I'm going to see is perhaps somewhere on the edge. Quite honestly, you can get a much more colorful cover, and you'll be much happier for the $30. So I don't really understand why people chase colors. It's a power trip for some reason, and it never made any sense to me. Power and AI. The Note 9 is made for power. The phones are always Samsung's biggest, brashest offerings, and that holds true with time around as well. Inside, the 9 gets Qualcomm's latest Snapdragon 845 processor, your choices of 6 gig and 128 gig of storage, or 8 gig of RAM and 512 gig of storage, and a 512 gig of micro SD card slot. The storage is interesting because we continue to put a lot of stuff on here. And what has been frustrating with the world of storage is, aside from photos, which take up an enormous amount of storage, by the way, but aside from photos, it's very hard to put any other data on your micro SD card. And I don't know why. Back years ago, I used to use another Samsung, and I used to be able to trick the phone into looking at the micro SD card for extra storage. In fact, I could be able to move SD cards back and forth and get almost an unlimited amount of data. Recently, with this guy, it makes it very difficult to try and move apps on the SD card. So the only thing you can do is move data, videos and documents on your SD card. And videos and photos take up a lot of space, so that's fine. But I really would like to move some of the apps over there as well. This way I have more room. So to consider that, whether 512 gig is enough is ridiculous. 128 to go into 512 is a huge amount of increase, and I don't think we're at that position in our world to believe that we actually need all that. Anyway, it increased the size of the phone's heat capacity, keeping the 9's heat levels in check. Remember, the Note 7 was a big problem. That was a disaster. So now we have the Note 9. They're keeping track of it all. Another thing that's been frustrating to me, I haven't really experienced it too much, is the fact that I can't ever change out the battery in my Note 8. Back when I had a Note 6, I could. And I enjoyed the fact that when a battery was eventually getting tired, I could replace it. That is not the case with the Note 8, and it doesn't appear that that's the case with the Note 9 at all. This is all coming to you starting August 10th. So it's already hit the shelves on the 24th, so you can already pre-order if you would like to. So you can go and get your latest. Personally, like I said, I don't really get it. I don't need to chase down a phone They make it enticing for people who have to have the latest because it makes them feel important. But quite honestly, I stay within my keeping that as long as my phone is functioning, I'm holding out. In certain cases, I've actually held out another half a year. So I bought this one, I think, 2.5 years after my other one. And I still could have kept going. I started running out of space and started dealing with slowness. And so it made it important for me to take advantage of the Note 8 when it first came out. And I got a really good deal because I think I used it through Best Buy and I got $150 off or something like that. So my point to you, ladies and gentlemen, is take your phones side by side, look at the features, find out if you're really just buying into the hype. Do you really need color? Do you really need the fingerprint thing to be a little bit lower? Do you really need more space? If your phone is on the fritz, yeah, you're going to have to make that plunge. But can you make it another year is the question. Because if you can make it another year, you're better off. Another question, is it possible that you don't really need the Note 9 right now, but you probably could get away with a Note 8? One of the best uses of technology and being frugal about technology is not buying the what they call the bleeding edge. It's buying the one before. So Note 8s now drop in price because the Note 9 is available. And you can get refurbished Note 8s or Note 8s that haven't been sold yet at a better price. So if you could do a comparison of Note 8 to Note 9 side by side, and you realize that you're really not getting much more out of a Note 9 except for the accolades and the pats on the back that you spent $1,000, perhaps you can get a Note 8 for $300 or $400 cheaper, and you'd save some money and get the same types of features. Think about that for a minute. If they're really not that much different, and if you push yourself way back into the early 2000s or even the late 90s, you're significantly ahead from anything that used to be out there before. So why wouldn't you choose something that is a little bit less wallet hit but gives you pretty much the same features? Just something to think about. There's plenty of places that do resales and plenty of places that do discounting as soon as a new product like this comes out. Check it out and think about it. 1048, I'll be right back. You'll listen to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com.
Biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome to Tech Today. Back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business. We talked about Samsung and their updates with regard to the Note 9. Let's see what else we have in store. We only have a few more minutes left, unfortunately. How about some medical news? We're going to have the Staying Young show coming up in just a little bit. Technology has gotten deep into the world of medicine. How to track your heart rate with wearables is the article from Wired. You probably learned how to track your heart rate in school. Put your finger on your pulse point, like the inside of your wrist, and count how many pulses you feel in a minute. That yields your heart's beats per minute, or BPM. Cool trick, you thought, and you promptly forgot about it. But your heart rate can be a useful thing, piece of data. It's a reliable metric for setting fitness goals that puts your cardiovascular health ahem at the heart of your workout. Plus, maintaining a healthy rate can reduce your risk of strokes, heart disease, and cardiac arrest. If you have a wrist-worn activity tracker, it's dead simple to monitor your heart rate accurately and continuously. Here's how to use the data to keep your ticker in top shape. Listen to your heart. From the moment you strap on the Fitbit or an Apple Watch, you'll start seeing your BPM on the screen, but what do these numbers mean? It's important to understand that there is a spectrum of what constitutes a normal heart rate, said Dr. Gregory Marcus, who is Director of Clinical Research for the Department of Cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco. He's also part of the research team for the Health eHeart Study, which aims to shed light on heart disease by analyzing digital health data from participants' mobile health tracking devices. You might have heard that a healthy resting heart rate, the rate when you're physically and mentally relaxed, typically falls between 60 and 100 BPMs. But Dr. Marcus explains that it's not so simple. Since heart rates vary from person to person, in many cases, the more fit a given individual is, the more their heart rate will slow while they're at rest or while you're asleep, says Dr. Marcus. So a person who is very athletic might find that their resting heart rate slows to 30, even 20 beats per minute. This is because the heart muscle is a physically fit person, doesn't have to strain as much to support the body's needs. Your heart rate can also fluctuate wildly throughout the day. So if your chest is pounding during a workout, your heart is pumping more oxygen-rich blood to support your physical exertion. Conversely, when you're lounging on the couch, your heart rate might slow substantially. Your heart rate can also vary depending on your level of stress, if you're pregnant, or if you're just downed a cup of coffee. Dr. Marcus says that in general, there isn't really a heart rate that raises the concern of cardiologists unless those perceived abnormalities in heart rate co-occur with more obvious symptoms. In other words, while it's good to be mindful of your heart rate, don't stress out too much. You may ironically raise your heart rate worrying about it, and that's not healthy to any measure. Your heart rate is a convenient, objective way to measure how much you're exerting yourself during a workout. Using the heart rate data from your activity tracker, you can inform and adapt your exercise regimen. Stay by determining your target heart rate. This is the heart rate that you should seek to achieve and maintain during rigorous exercise. Dr. Marcus advises collaborating with physicians or a trainer to determine your heart rate and the duration for which you should aim to maintain it during a workout. The American Heart Association offers some rough guidelines for setting your target heart rate. What happened? Oh, there it is. First, calculate the average maximum heart rate for someone your age. You can do this by subtracting your age from 220. So the average maximum heart rate for a 30-year-old should be around 190. Your target heart rate can be anywhere between 50 and 85 of your maximum heart rate. Depending on whether you're easing back into a workout routine or if you've been training regularly, you can set incremental goals to increase your progress towards your target heart rate. During your workout, all you need to do is glance at your wearable tracker. You can also check your data afterwards. Measurables like Garmin, Fitbit, and Apple Watch have compatible apps that graph your heart rate over time. You can easily see your BPM and have a concrete idea of the intensity of your workout. Get the right fit. You can't get an accurate read on your heart rate unless your device is charged, functional, and fitted properly. Make sure your wearable fits snugly around your wrist to ensure that it picks up your pulse during your workout. Be mindful that some wearables give more accurate heart rate readings than others. While wrist wearables are for the most part precise enough for everyday use, chest wearables give the most exact readings. Some devices' ability to pick up heart rates is compromised when you're working out in the water, and others aren't waterproof at all. For accurate heart rate readings, for own reviewer swears of Garmin's wrist wearables. Finally, remember not to focus on much on the numbers as much as the quality of your exercise. Use your heart rate data as a motivator so you can run, dance, swim, and hike your way to a healthier you. I've also been told, I'm glad they brought it up, though, that your pulse versus your actual heart rate potentially differ. And so it might be interesting for you to be aware of that. Well, folks, it's time for me to finish up. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweets on the news of a man driving a car through security barriers at London's Parliament building this morning, injuring several people. The president writing, quote, another terrorist attack in London. These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. British authorities say the man's in his late 20s. He's been arrested but is not cooperating.
At this early stage of the investigation, no other suspects at the scene have been identified or reported to police. There is no intelligence at this time of further danger to Londoners or the rest of the UK connected to this incident.
It's now unclear whether former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's legal team will present its case today after all. Instead, there's a new defense motion requesting the court dismiss the case. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together.